relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Will the rest of this process, because you're going to be out, as I understand it, Friday and Saturday, will this be more focused and will it be more prepared? And are there other people that are planning to make those arguments? Because some conservatives called me and said, well, we need somebody harder hitting here.
Well, the fellow who you say did the opening today has his law firm there. They seem to be very capable people. I'm sure today he hadn't planned on going. And so I'm sure that they'll be very well prepared in the future and do a great job in the case.
I'm sure they will be better prepared. Isn't he on the team? Isn't he one of the president's attorneys? That was David Schoen yesterday on Fox talking about an individual who I have said a few words in front of millions of people today. That is, of course, Bruce Castor. Let's go to somebody who, if I needed an attorney, he would be on the list. The brightest legal mind on Fox News, the author of Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. He is, of course, Greg Jarrett. You can find all his writings at thegregjarrett.com. Greg, it's been too long. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, Seb, always great talking to you.
Look, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm going to leave it to the pros. Would you give us your determination, your reaction to the first day and a half of the substantive work in the second impeachment trial of an American president?
Well, you know, when a lawyer has a weak case, Seb, he ignores the facts and he gins up emotion. And that's what House managers have been doing. I mean, Jamie Raskin was 3 minutes into his argument when he introduced a 13-minute-long videotape that had nothing to do with the day's issue, which was, is this trial in the Senate constitutional? And what was more objectionable is how that videotape was blatantly dishonest. It deliberately distorted the evidence. It showed the violence at the Capitol and juxtaposed it with Trump's words, but they intentionally edited out the exculpatory evidence of Trump urging the crowd to protest peacefully. How is it that they just sort of suddenly and magically left that tidbit out? Instead they took three words that Trump uttered, fight like hell, and they misrepresented its context. They clipped it. Had they actually played it in full, it would have been clear that Trump used the word fight, not in a literal sense, but a figurative sense. It is a common political rhetoric. And so, you know, the trouble with impeachment is it's an inherently political exercise masquerading as a legal one.
Yes. Exactly. As far as I'm concerned, it is a political exercise. Okay, so we have to live through this. We have to witness this continuing. You are as sharp when it comes to political analysis as you are legal. So let me ask you in this nether zone between the two. It is clear after 44 senators said it's not constitutional, the Chief Justice isn't even here as the Constitution requires, that they just don't have the numbers. They cannot, A, eject him from the White House because he's already left, and they don't have the numbers to ban him from future office. So what is, do you see the political rationale for what is occurring? Is it just some kind of distraction from doing other work? What's Greg Jarrett's estimation of the real objective with this exercise?
To damage Donald Trump. You know, they missed their boogeyman. You know, they have no foil. Nancy Pelosi cooked this up and impeached by fiat without waiting to actually scrutinize the true facts. And, of course, we know the outcome. There's no way Democrats can reach the threshold 67 votes required to convict. So, like the last impeachment, this is a fatuous exercise and an extravagant waste of time. And, you know, all the while, Jill Biden sitting on the sidelines mute, having promised to unite the country, he is allowing a politically divisive impeachment that will only alienate Republicans, you know, so much for Biden's so-called leadership and promises of healing.
If you, I know President Trump is a big fan of yours. We're talking to Greg Jarrett. Follow him right now at Greg Jarrett on Twitter. Two G's, two R's, two T's, the author of Witch Hunt. Also, his website is thegregjarrett.com. If you were running this team, if you were running this defense, what would you do differently? And if they can't convict, if they can't get the 67 votes, what should the content of the defense strategy be to best exploit this massive, massive opportunity?
Well, I would focus on evidence. Part of the problem is if this were a real trial, you'd have to prove a real case of incitement, and they can't do that because it wasn't incitement. So I would make that point. There's a fatal flaw in the case against Trump that House managers are presenting. They have not actually presented any evidence to prove the charge of incitement of insurrection. So I'd focus on that. I would show the exculpatory evidence of Trump urging the crowd on January 6th to let their voices be heard peacefully and patriotically. I would repeatedly make the point that nowhere in Trump's speech did he advocate acts of violence or destruction of property. He did not tell anyone in the crowd to go down to the Capitol and breach security, assault police officers, threaten lawmakers, or engage in vandalism and looting and other seditious acts. Nowhere. Nowhere. So I would say, show me the evidence, because, frankly, there is none.
And if the numbers aren't there, Greg, how much of this could be or should be directed to just demonstrating to the world, because the world is watching, those who do incite violence, those who have normalized it, and also the incredible hypocrisy of now this kind of violence is bad, but the last 10 months of Antifa and BLM violence is fine, is socially justified. Is that something they should avoid, or is that disparity a useful thing to illuminate?
Nothing that is being presented in that Senate chamber is going to persuade senators. They already have their opinions. They've already reached their conclusions. So to some extent, this is just a charade. But the American public that may be watching the impeachment trial, those are the ones you really have to persuade. And I would present the hypocrisy. I would show, and I think the defense is going to do this, videotape of, you know, Democrats using inflammatory, incendiary rhetoric. In America, we don't criminalize or censor or ban disagreeable speech. Even hate speech is legally protected. What's interesting is Democrats have now forsaken what they've long supported. They want to punish Trump for what they regard as his reckless political rhetoric that they disagree with. So I would underscore with videotape, Seb, the hypocrisy of these people.
In the last 2 minutes we have with Greg Jarrett, Greg, Are you disturbed by what we've seen in the last 3.5 weeks coming out of the administration? When you look at the use of this phrase, domestic extremists, you look at the first terror warning coming out of DHS, clearly targeting Trump supporters, and then the language used in terms of enemies. Is there a move afoot to try and criminalize conservatism? Are you seeing things you hadn't seen before?
I have, and it's frightening. It's very disturbing, and all Americans should be concerned, and they should be voicing in unison their objections. It goes from let's create an enemies list, reminiscent of the 1950s communist witch hunts by Joe McCarthy. But Democrats and liberals and the mainstream media and social media oligarchs want to censor and ban any speech that they disagree with. And they're doing it. And I have long called for the breakup of companies like Google and Apple and Amazon and Facebook. They have become monopolies, and they are destroying the marketplace by engaging in wholesale political censorship. It's wrong. It's not what America is about. And I'm deeply worried about it.
He will continue to speak the truth. He is Greg Jarrett. His website, The Greek Greg Jarrett. The book is Witch Hunt. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You just don't say it. Not on this show anyway. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Mr. G, you said I can share this list, right? This is, okay. So, Mike Lindell, who they're trying to destroy. We give you news updates about stuff that's happening on Capitol Hill around the world, but also with our friends. This is the latest list of the businesses that have stopped doing business with Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Dollar General, Shop HQ, Kohl's, Kroger, BJ's, Bed Bath and Beyond, The Shopping Channel, that's a biggie. Kinney Drugs, Colony Brands, Bluestream, Coburn's, J.C. Penney. They want to destroy this man. Why? Because he's a good man. Because he's a patriot. Because he's an American. It will backfire because of people like you. Support him now more. Even if you've got a MyPillow and you love it, buy another one. Buy one for your grandmother. Buy one for the guest bedroom. This is how we fight back. We don't let them crush us or our friends. Will you do this for me? Will you support Mike Lindell? Because you're listening, because you're a friend, he gives you a massive discount. But that's not the point. The point is they're trying to destroy him. And we mustn't let them. He's a godly man, and he loves this country, and he's an amazing supporter of Donald Trump. MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. 8468, MyPillow.com. Buy whatever you want. He has more than 90 products. The pillows are amazing. The towels, the new bathrobes, the mattress toppers, the pet beds, you name it. Use my name and get massive discounts. Gorka. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. 800-829-8468. Support him, support us, fight for America. And if you haven't done so, watch his movie. They're trying to delete that as well. Michael J. MichaelJLindell.com is where you can watch it. MichaelJLindell.com. Okay. We have been remiss. Not enough callers. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Michael in Oklahoma, line 4. Welcome, Mike.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Gorka. It's good to be on with you today.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to call in today. As far as you were talking about the impeachment and how it's been a disappointing performance so far by the president's lawyers, I almost compared it to, you know, President Trump did a really good job with his press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Sean Spicer, Kayleigh McEnany did a great job. And now you have Jen Psaki making the case for the Biden administration. That's what we have right here at this impeachment.
Yeah.
The Democrats came in, made their case nice and strong to the American people. And then President Trump's lawyers came in and just really were a disappointment, didn't make a good case.
So we know that. That's what we've been saying all day. So, Michael?
Well, my question for you, Dr. Gorka, is this. When is it time to fight beyond paperwork? We've been fighting in the courts. We've been fighting this impeachment thing. You and other conservative leaders have at times past said if such and such a thing ever happens, it will be time for a revolution. And I just want to know.
I've never said that. I've never said that. But what are you saying? Are you saying it's time to get violent? I mean, the whole pretext of this bloody thing they're doing is that he promoted violence, which is a lie. So now you're saying we should?
I'm not promoting violence, Dr. Gorka, but I want to know when is it time? The founding fathers didn't start this country by saying...
Okay, you're beating around the bush. You're playing a little game here. What are you demanding?
My question for you, and I'm not trying to make this uncomfortable.
There's no magic formula. There's no when they, you know, station 3 platoons of redcoats in your garden. There is no magic formula.
Okay, that's what Americans are being told by our conservative leaders that we're just supposed to walk away.
No,
and get ready.
No,
for
hang on. No. Who on earth is a quote unquote conservative leader who said you walk away? Who said that? Who? Mark Levin? Me? Who said that? Did anybody say that? Dennis Prager? Anybody? Walk away?
They're not saying we should not do anything, but if you, in 2022, there will not be an election. It may happen on paper, but the Democrats are going to corrupt that one too. There's no such thing as an election again. When are we going to start pushing for an Article 5 convention every minute of the day? Or things like that.
So you think a convention of states is going to solve this?
I think that's the last resort before civil war.
Why?
What other choice do we have?
Make sure the bloody state houses do their jobs. That's why we're here. The Constitution is very clear. The state houses run the elections. And they didn't. And they took unconstitutional measures or allowed unconstitutional measures to be railroaded through the state's elections.
I agree with you on that.
Okay, well, that's where you fix it. You don't come in here saying, oh, is it time for a civil war? Shouldn't conservative leaders start, you know, manning the barricades? And you don't try and create a convention of the states, which is not going... Who is going to organize that? When one state house in Pennsylvania hasn't got the intestinal fortitude to do its job, you think you're going to get two-thirds of the states to agree to do anything? Of course not. Start locally. Get the people who have the constitutional duty to fix this to do their oath to actually stand by not only the federal constitution, but the constitution of the states. The Pennsylvania state houses are in contravention of the Pennsylvania constitution. And guess who can fix that? The people who elected them. So don't jump to, oh, when is the revolution going to happen? That's cheap. It's dangerous and it's cheap. Fix it where it needs to be fixed. It's called subsidiarity. The problem should be fixed closest to the point at which it originates. No. Oh, instead, let's have a revolution. And, not 600,000 Americans will die. 6 million will die. Come on. Be a grown-up man. It's the state houses. And guess who it's up to make sure they do their jobs? Us. The citizens of Arizona, the citizens of Georgia, the citizens of Pennsylvania. Neither despair nor violence. Neither of those are the answers. The answer is people do their sworn duty, and it's up to us to make sure they do it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Next, my good friend, former White House colleague, the Baron Boris Epstein. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
But let's begin by going behind the scenes of Fox's surprise ouster of Lou Dobbs. It's not cancel culture here. It is consequence culture. What are the consequences for riling up people with reckless lies about a democracy that most Americans cherish? Well, lately there have not been many consequences. But maybe that's changing. Maybe.
Wow. That's Brian Stelter. Why did we play that? Because I think our friend the Baron Boris Epstein may have a few things to say about that. Boris, are you there? Stop shaking your head! Come on, he's so clever. I think he might have come up with that by himself. I don't know how many days it took him, but he said, not cancel culture. It's he should get an Emmy. Consequence culture? No, the Nobel. The Nobel, Boris.
Can we get a picture of that back up by any chance?
Sure.
Did you see look at the way that Stelter dresses himself.
You don't like pink ties? What's wrong with pink ties?
I love pink ties, but look, no dimple. Is that even a knot?
No, that's not a knot. It looks like somebody like cut a piece of the tie and taped it sideways to the top of his tie. Do you think his mommy did that for him?
It's just stuck to him. Obviously, there's no neck. We all know that. You know, I mean, Brian Stelter's been looking
for... This is CNN. You're making fun of CNN, Boris?
Brian Stelter's been looking for his neck as long as he's been looking for his brain and his hair, even though I probably should make fun of his hair. No, I'm like, and this is the whiny little nobody talking about the American hero, American great broadcaster, Lou Dobbs, okay?
Yeah.
Brian Stelter, as a TV personality, is literally the tiny little leaf on the undershoe of Lou Dobbs. Okay,
it's, and I'm not, being kind. Not fit to tie his shoelaces, I would say.
Not fit to tie his shoelaces. Definitely not fit to tie his tie. You know what? Actually, I probably figured out. You know, they couldn't find a tie that would fit him. You know, so they probably just cut it up and kind of glued it to his neck. You know, what a loser. Okay, and I know it's just you already know this. Brian Stelter is probably my least favorite, most disdained public figure in current American media.
That's why I had this to play guy, it for you. That's why he played it for you, Baron.
He just has no idea about anything. He's completely completely devoid of any reasoning, completely devoid on any knowledge. He's just up there whining all the time, and now he's whining about Lou Dobbs. Oh, it's consequence culture. You know what, Stelter? Just please go away. Nobody likes you. Find your neck and get out of our lives.
But a serious question. What are they going to do now that the president has left? I mean, they're still, it's remarkable, for the since January the 20th, they're still behaving as if Donald Trump is still the president. I mean,
they're obsessed.
Totally. What's going to happen? I mean, they're already, their ratings are in the tank. But when maybe somebody at CNN headquarters in Atlanta realizes that Joe Biden is in the White House, what are they going to do at MSNBC, Boris?
Well, why do you think that what's the Stelter's twin, Jeff Zucker, is leaving at the end of the year? Yes. What's he supposed to talk about? What's he supposed to do? We already know from Project Veritas that they're just obsessed with President Trump and attacking him at any time, anywhere, any place. We know that it's what's all about. And MSNBC, you know, they're going to keep firing at their base. I will tell you, and I almost texted this to somebody at CNN this morning. It is a sad day.
He knows people at CNN.
I know people at CNN. It's a sad day that when MSNBC is taking more seriously than CNN, and we're there.
Wow.
CNN is such a joke with Jake Fake Tapper, Brian Stelty Stelter. I mean, but listen, Stelter. What do you think? Is he still crying every day?
We're not being mean here, okay? You have to appreciate this. Well, maybe a little bit. But this is fact. I mean, Brian Stelter recently posted about how he had to cry into his duvet because he remembered a pre-COVID America. Because, you know, of all the people out of the 330 million people, don't you think, Baron, it is Stelty Boy who has suffered the most during the COVID year?
I think it's his tie that's suffering the most. You know, this guy's just...
But the arrogance. People have lost their businesses. Children have committed suicide, okay? Because they're not allowed to be with their fellow kids. And this guy, Brian Stelter, is whining across America. All right, we have to share that with you. We have to give you a perspective. We're going
to
talk.
So I needed to get all that off my chest.
Good. We did. That was okay. a little bit of therapy.
Stelter, you had me blocked for a while because I've got some choice things to say about him. Always, you know, I color within the lines. But now he's unblocked me, which is fine. Thanks so much. Allows me
so much
to get
fun.
Some feelings out about
you. We'll talk about what's really important, and it's not a man called Brian Stelty. It is, of course, what's happening on Capitol Hill today. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the Refactor.com studios, taking your calls. But don't call us on a cell phone that is provided by big tech, the bad guys, the big cell phone companies. Join the good guys, the only conservative Christian cell phone company in America, Patriot Mobile, rated number one in customer service of all carriers, with strong expanded coverage on their nationwide 4G LTE networks. With my name, you'll get the best rates, with first responders and veterans paying even less. Call 972-PATRIOT today or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. These are the guys who donate to the causes you believe in, like the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the culture of life, unlike the big cell phone companies who are in the tank for the Democrats. Don't fund those who hate what you stand for. Join the good guys. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-728-7468.
Vote Democrat, don't be so bloody daft, man. I'd rather be dragged stark naked through a field of broken glass.
It's an option, it's an option. Welcome back to America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, and with my good buddy, former special assistant to the president. He is my co-host on the Battle for 1600 podcast. We've just recorded the latest episode 50. That's crazy. You get a whole hour almost with me, Boris, going deep dive. Check it out. Subscribe. Tell your buddies. Do a review. The Battle for 1600, wherever you get your podcasts, and on YouTube as well. And Rumble, probably. I do think we post everything on Rumble as well. Boris, we are back. We're discussing important things like dimples in ties and those incapable of doing it. No, seriously, let's talk about you are. We did this deep dive on the podcast. We've got a couple of minutes here. Yesterday, not an auspicious beginning for President Trump's legal team. I think that's putting it mildly.
I have to agree with you, Sebastian. And as always, good to be with you. Good to have some laughs. Good to talk about serious things. The President Trump's legal defense team has to do better.
Yeah,
they've got to look better. They've got to be tighter. They've got to represent the president in what they're saying. We are not. This is not supposed to be one big appeasement session. We're supposed to come out there and say the Democrats are launching a full frontal assault, a PR assault. That's what it is. There's no legal side here. They know they can't get the president convicted. 44 senators have already said it's unconstitutional. By the way, should be 45, have no idea what Senator Cassidy was thinking. And that's somebody who, generally, I respect. He's been a pretty good senator. And seems like maybe just have one of those moments, but those moments can hurt. And it can be, it's a big political mistake. But anyway, the president is not getting, President Trump is not getting convicted. We know that.
Right.
Now we have a free option. So let's not pander to the rhinos or the Democrats. Let's go out there. Let's hit hard. Let's push back on the fraudulent narrative of the Democrats.
However long it lasts, I don't want to see any more. We're trying to be nice. We're trying to make friends. No, this is an assault, not on President Trump. It's not even an assault on those who voted for him. It is primarily an assault on the U.S. Constitution. The Constitution is clear. This is a tool that is used when there is an exigent emergency, when the president is about to give the nuclear launch codes to Vladimir Putin, when you know he has done something awful or has to be stopped.
Or to Hunter Biden.
Or to Hunter Biden and his Chinese buddies. And you have to stop him fast. That's why impeachment. There's an emergency. It is not to bar somebody from running for office who's left office because you're afraid of him or you don't like his tweets. That is why, and I'm no fan of Chief Justice Kennedy, but at least he said,
Roberts,
this is wrong. I'm not going to preside. As the Constitution stipulates, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court will preside over the trial of an impeachment. And he refused, and he's now we have a senator who's acting as both judge and jury.
Judge and jury.
It's just insane.
It's
okay.
It's a charade. It's a circus. That's what it is.
So let's go to the future. Let's look at the near future. Not a good day. It's continuing now as we were talking here in studio. He's not going to get convicted. They don't have the numbers. So given this platform and all the cameras and all the media, what is the smartest? Because this is a political proceedings. This isn't a court of law. What is the smartest way for the president, the 45th president, and his team to utilize this platform for the next week or two?
Now, I'm more aggressive than a lot of folks.
Yeah,
right?
That's why and you're my co-host. That's why you're my regular buddy.
You're a good friend. I appreciate it. By the way, you know, you said something that made me think real quick. You said, oh, you know, it's not time to be nice. It's funny. You know, people see you and me and they're like, oh, these guys are tough. But you know, we're pretty nice guys generally. You know what I mean? And
if you're a good guy,
you're a good person. Right.
Nice.
Not if you're Brian Stelter, you know, with a potato head. But I would do three things. I would hit on the fact that this is unconstitutional. I would hit on the fact that there was no incitement, and I would hit on the fact that there is no such thing as the big lie when you're talking about election fraud and voter fraud. The term big lie was coined by Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. Now the Democrats and their buddies in the media, like Jake Tapper, who's Jewish, which is just completely out of this world, are trying to use this term against Republicans. We have to fight back. So I would go through what happened in the election. I would take the opportunity. And if you know what? These Republican senators say, oh, well, I don't want to hear it. Let's not, you know what? Let's not even talk about Dominion. Let's not talk about the machines. Let's talk about the mail-in voting and the very clear, obvious violations of Article 2 of the Constitution, which says it's only state legislatures which are allowed to make decisions and to set rules for how presidential elections are held. Those were violated. The Article 2 was violated over and over and over again. There's no reason not to talk about it now. We have effectively a free option. Let's use it. Let's be out there and let's be strong in pushing back because, you know, the Democrats aren't playing fair. They've got doctored videos. It's all been produced. I think that from what I'm hearing, they're using some fancy Hollywood media firm. This is real. It's coming
at us. Not just that. Footage from a BLM activist who is recorded on video prior to him inserting himself into the breach of Senate security. He's recorded as saying, the time for the revolution is now. Let's burn it all down. That's one of the guys whose footage the Democrats are using. Last minute with my good buddy. Follow him right now. Boris EP on Twitter. Boris _ Epstein on Instagram. This other suggestion that we also use this as an opportunity to demonstrate the normalization of violence and the true incitement of the Democrats. What do you think about that for the next few days?
We have to do it. We've got to talk about what Maxine Waters said, what Nancy Pelosi said, what Chuck Schumer said at the Supreme Court, what Barack Obama said, Kamala Harris said. We have to make it clear that January 6th was bad, full stop. I condemn the violence. The president's condemned the violence. You condemn the violence. It was bad, full stop. The Democrats have done much worse. Yeah. The Democrats have perpetrated the burning of American cities. The murders of people like Police Captain David Dorn. Remember that moment at the Republican National Convention when his widow spoke, and my heart still burns from that.
Yeah,
we have to make this clear that it is the Democrats who are perpetrating violence on America. It is not President Trump. It's not the MAGA movement. It's not Republicans. Yes, crazy, wrongful people did bad things on January 6th, but that doesn't make the MAGA movement the mob. It doesn't make the MAGA movement bad people. We, as representatives of the MAGA movement, supporters of President Trump, we have to make sure that all of the movement is able to hold its head up high, able to go to soccer games on Saturday mornings, baseball games on Sunday afternoons, and be strong with who they are.
It's got to be done. And now more than ever, given the craziness that the left has become. Our good friend Boris Epstein, follow him, listen to the podcast. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that is drug-free, pain relief that actually works. Tens of thousands of Americans getting daily relief, me included. Don't take my word for it. Just see the amazing video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com. Then order your 3-week quick starter pack. Call 800-500-8384, or just go to relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. Relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384.
America First. Magnificent.
This challenge to the former president is not a challenge to one man. It isn't even a challenge to the platform which propelled him to the White House back in 2016. It is a challenge to what this nation stands for. Every single one of the individuals you're witnessing yesterday, today, and for the foreseeable future that stands there in an unconstitutional attack on a former public official is attacking that man knowingly with lies. How telling is it that the video they played yesterday for more than a dozen minutes deliberately excluded the one sentence that mattered from January the 6th, the day that the Electoral College votes were being counted on Capitol Hill. The one sentence that makes the whole exercise nugatory, that nullifies it, that makes it absolutely irrelevant. In the words of the president when he said, "We will march peacefully and patriotically to Congress." That is the one sentence that they deleted. Because they know that there is no way on this earth that Donald Trump incited a violent insurrection. What happened on that day was wrong. It was foolish. It led to the deaths of at least one woman. And then the day after, a stroke. We still don't know why, but the stroke of a police officer called Brian Sicknick. But none of that has anything to do with making America great again. It has nothing to do with America first. This is done out of spite. This is done out of hatred. And it is done by people who are drunk on power, who believe there really is a justification for standing up in front of not just the American people, but the world, and lying to their faces. Because they know, every single one of them, the managers, the people behind it, like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, that what they're doing is a tissue of lies. That fact alone should motivate you. I do this almost every single day, but the events on Capitol Hill should finally be that trigger for you. Get involved. Be part of the solution. Speak the truth. I don't care where it is. Social media, at the water cooler, if you go to work, if you have a place to go to, at the sports field, walking the dog, wherever it is. Stand up for the truth. You make a difference. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And now especially, stay frosty.